This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. As the impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump enters a new week, the lawyer for the whistleblower whose concerns about Mr. Trump's Ukraine telephone call, which set off the House impeachment probe, says his client has agreed to answer written questions from Republicans. Attorney Mark Zaid tweeted Sunday that the whistleblower will answer questions from House Republicans in writing under oath and penalty of perjury. Meanwhile, VOA's Arash Arabasadi tells us Mr. Trump and his congressional party loyalists still argue that this is a witch hunt.
Republicans continued casting doubt on the legitimacy of the investigation led by Democrats that so far has been conducted behind closed doors.
Madam Speaker, when you look through this resolution and you see how one-sided, how Soviet-style this is running, this is the United States of America. Don't run a sham process, a tainted process like this resolution ensures.
Trump, too, has been far from silent.
The Democrats are crazed. They're lunatics. The impeachment thing is a hoax. Now, whether or not they try pulling it off, it would be a disgrace.
Dozens of Republicans sit on committees involved in the impeachment probe. But the president's defenders say that's not enough. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Iraqi police officials say security forces shot dead three protesters and wounded 19 during a nighttime attack on the Iranian consulate in the Shiite holy city of Karbala in southern Iraq. The anti-government protests in Karbala and elsewhere in Iraq have been fueled by local grievances and mainly directed at political elites. More than 250 people have been killed since the protests began last month. For more on this story or any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app for news on the go. This is VOA News. Protesters in Lebanon rallied Sunday to call for President Michel Aoun's ouster as part of a push for sweeping changes that have already brought the resignation of the country's prime minister. VOA's Latika Hoke reports.
President Aoun's supporters gathered in central Beirut, waving Lebanese flags and banners with his image. Sunday's pro-government rally was the largest demonstration against massive anti-government protests that began in mid-October and led to the resignation of Prime Minister Hariri last week.
Anti-government protesters think if the president leaves power, the problems would be solved. On the contrary, if that happens, the crisis will worsen.
Lebanon has accumulated huge debt after 8 years of civil war, which destroyed much of its infrastructure. Interest payments consume almost half of the government revenues, leaving many public sectors underfunded. Electricity supply is rationed, and many people have to rely on backup power generators. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Protests rocked Hong Kong over the weekend, leaving several people critically injured. Reuters' Eve Johnson has the latest.
A dramatic escalation in the violence that's gripped Hong Kong for months on Sunday. As a man slashed several people with a knife and allegedly bit off a part of a local politician's ear. What started as a human chain in City Plaza Shopping Centre in the eastern suburb of Taikoo Shing turned into a face-to-face conflict with police, with several people wounded. With blood dripping from his ear, Democratic District Councillor Andrew Chu was among the injured.
That is Reuters' Eve Johnson reporting. Vietnamese police have arrested eight more suspects in connection with the truck container deaths in southeastern Britain. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police say the eight were arrested Sunday on charges of organizing people smuggling overseas as the probe into the October tragedy continues. British authorities charged with trying to identify the remains of the dead are working with officials in Vietnam to find out more about people who are thought to have been in transit to England. It had been confirmed by police on Friday that all of those found in the refrigerated truck container were Vietnamese. Police had initially believed they were Chinese. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Brazil's president says the worst is yet to come with an oil spill that has affected more than 200 beaches on the country's coast. The government points to a Greek-flagged tanker as the prime suspect behind the oil slicks. Seven Southeast Asian leaders skipped an important meeting with the United States on Monday after President Trump decided not to attend their regional summit in Thailand. The move contrasts with other allies of the 10-member regional bloc who sent their heads of government. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.